Silver Like Dust, One Family Story of America's Japanese Internment by Kimi Cunningham Grant.
What are you working on now?
He asked, shutting the door and walking toward her to check out the thin piece of cloth she'd laid aside on her cot.
Oh, what do you care?
Oba-chan said to him under her breath, not looking at him. She marched the laundry over to the cots and dumped the shirts. She was tired and out of breath from the long walk, and she was not in the mood for lessons or antics. But as soon as she'd said it, she knew she'd made a mistake. My grandfather flew into a fury. He stood up from the table, grabbed his box of polishes, and flung it across the room. Around he went, picking up any loose item he could get his hands on, heaving it against a wall. A newspaper fluttered apart. Oba-chan's mug crashed to the floor and shattered into hundreds of white shards. A library book thumped hideously against the wooden wall. She was speechless. After a few moments, Oji-chan headed for the door and walked out, slamming it with such force that the flimsy walls shook, and Oba-chan was sure the neighbors had paused to wonder what was going on. She shrugs, still standing in the courtyard, her transitions lenses growing dark in the bright light.
Maybe I was sewing stitches in a belt that would end up being for someone fighting for Japan. It was not the kind of thing I could ask, really. It would have been inappropriate. If a woman asked me to do my part, I stitched and passed it on to the next person. I didn't ask questions.
General John L. DeWitt, the newly appointed Western Defense Commander, the man who eventually orchestrated the mass evacuation, made it clear how he felt about all people of Japanese descent.
A Jap's a Jap. It makes no difference whether he is an American citizen or not.
Similar sentiments were reflected all across the media, and my grandmother, if not her parents, would have read the headlines and heard the accounts. Henry McLemore, a syndicated newspaper columnist, told his readers,
I am for the immediate removal of every Japanese on the West Coast to a point deep in the interior. I don't mean a nice part of the interior either. Herd 'em up, pack 'em off, and give 'em the inside room in the Badlands. Let 'em be pinched, hurt, hungry, and dead up against it.
And on February 12th, Fletcher Bowron, the mayor of my grandmother's beloved hometown, said in a special radio broadcast in honor of Lincoln's birthday,
There isn't a shadow of doubt but that Lincoln, the mild-mannered man whose memory we regard with an almost saint-like reverence, would make short work of rounding up the Japanese and putting them where they could do no harm.